We're holding Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin. La'atzilcha me'isha zara minachriya amareya hechelika. To save you from this estranged woman, from nachriya, the Pashas is a goya, from somebody from, not from your nation. Amareya hechelika, her words are smooth, and she's a smooth talker. So you need the chokhmah musar. You need, right, this sefer Mishlei really to save you from the isha zara and from the smooth talking nachriya. So the Gro over here says la'atzilcham isha zara achshav mefaresh hanukva the sitra achra. If you remember, in Pasuk Yud Beis, look back at Pasuk Yud Beis, where it starts La'atzilcha miderech ra. So the Gaon said the Sitra Achra hu gam ken dukura v'nukva. That in the Sitra Achra there's also an inyan of dukura v'nukva, of like a male, masculine and feminine component to them. V'hein soy tavoni v'kasoni, and they are the secret of taiva and kas. Okay.
He's taiva, she's kas.
No,
it's
actually,
it's both,
the opposite way. If anything, kas is really the kas. The truth is, I don't. The Gro didn't define. He didn't, right? Did he say it? I don't think he.
In
Tes Zayin.
No,
but here he's right. So he's saying that right. The nukva over here is the taiva. Right, say the Tavani. But what I just wanted to point out before anything is that it comes out that from Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav, were all going, even though the Gro didn't, I don't remember him saying it explicitly, but it's clear from the fact that Tesayin, he says, okay, now we're explaining the Nukva, but until then, apparently the focus was on the Dchura, which works with the Lashon of the Pasuk, Me'ish Medaber Tapuchais, right, that it's guarding you from Yud Beis, is talking about the male, right, to save you from a man, which is the side of the dechura of the sitra achra. And then from Pesuk Tes Zayin, already discussing the nukva, okay, and that's what the Gro over here now says, that this is discussing from here is discussing the nukva of the sitra achra, which is the side hatavoni, the side of taiva, the side of lust. And it subdivides into two, vo taiva v'chemda, meaning within taiva, there are two types of taiva. There's what's called taiva, which generally we translate as lust, v'chemda, which is desire. The taiva, so what is taiva? Zehu ayoshi bebeisai, ve'einu roya rak lamalas tavosev anosai. This is the guy who sits home, and all he's looking for is to fill his lusts and get his pleasure. Okay, that's all that interests him. Chemda, he had over she'im ba'anas haguf. And chemda, okay, desire, that's the, again, these are, you know, the English translations might be misleading, so it's good that the Gro is giving us his agdar, his definition of it, so the inyan, the idea, is more important than the actual little translation that we might be trying to use. V'chemda hi hadavar shein b'hanas haguf. Chemda is something where there is no physical pleasure. There's no actual bodily pleasure. Kimo, for example, b'gadim na'im u'batim na'im, wearing nice fancy clothing or having a nice fancy house. O shi'eloi mamon rav, or the yearning of a person, the desire of a person that you should be very wealthy. She'en ba'em hanos haguf. These things don't have any physical pleasure. Yeah. You don't gain anything physically from wearing fancy clothing or even living in a fancy house. Or by having a very, very big bank account. Ela nafshe shalodom chay med lehem. But nevertheless, the nefesh of a person desires that. The nefesh of the person, that's the right, there's like a certain natural chemda that a person has for these things. This is what Chazal said, gezel v'aroyos nafshi shel adam mis'ave u'machamdoso. Gezel, right? Stealing, and Arayas. So the nefesh of a person is misave umachndosan. So you see, uses both these lashonis of taiva and chemda. Shevegezel shaykh chimud, because by gezel, it's shaykh the lashon of chimud, right, which is chemda. She'im b'manas aguf, because there's no anas aguf. If you steal money, if a person steals something from somebody else, he's not the actual stealing of it, right? The actual fact that now you're the bailam over that thing, let's say it's money. There's no physical pleasure in there. It can be translated into physical pleasure because you can now use it to buy things. But the actual gezel itself is just a chemda because it doesn't have any physical pleasure to it. Uba arayis shaykh lashon taiva. But by arayis is shaykh the lashon of taiva, shehi anas aguf, because it is a bodily pleasure. Lochein amru mizavo umach madosan. So therefore Chazal used these two lishainas. It's not just stam, a double lashon, but it's because the taiv misave refers back to the arayis, and the mechamdosan refers back to the gezel. Oh, okay. So atkan, yeah, we'll pause for a second. Okay. So these are the that's the gros raya that there's two that the taiva, the seida tavani divides up into two types of taiva and chemda. Now says the good. This guy, this person, who desires things that don't have physical pleasure, he's never calm and never quiet. He's always chasing after them. Yeah, a guy who wants to be rich or richer and keep getting rich, right? He's always, always on the chase. This is different than the person who's very into his taivas, because it's true that a bal taiva might also constantly be dealing with his taivas. But for example, after he finishes eating his fill, he can't eat anymore, right? And the same thing with old taivas. We know that after any physical pleasure, right, once the person gets maximized that physical pleasure, now there's a certain pause, a certain period of time where he can't actually have that pleasure even if he wants it. So there's actually there's some amount of time where he's not going to be running after that taiva. Whereas chemda is worse. Chemda, because it doesn't have any hanas aguf, it's just a consistent, constant chase after that thing. It's never kind of like, in this sense, you know, Yeshleimon writes Masayim is like specifically on the chemda for money, right? This specifically that's the tsuras advarim is that when a person is after money, he's always going to be wanting more. So no matter how much he gets, it's not like taiva. Yeah, you had your food. Person ate his isser, whatever it is. And okay, now he can't eat now anyway. Oh, you got your money. Now you want more and more and more.
In my taiva, there's a bechin of that, but it's the next.
There's a bechin, right? That's what I'm saying. It's a bechin of that, but it's not as severe, not as constant as the chemda. The elu hashnei dvarim ksivi ba'aseres ha'dibros. These things are written in the aseres ha'dibros. Ach, now I'm not. I don't want to get into this because it's a little bit technical, and I don't want to steer off of the Musar part of what we're doing. So I'll just tell you. You'll see what the problem is in a minute. But there's a Haggah over here, which you know everybody should learn on their own. But this is basically like a parenthetical statement that the Gros is making over here, where he says these two things are written in the Aseres HaDibros. In other words, these two things of taiva and chemda are really written in the Aseres HaDibros. Ach beluchas achronos ksif behipuch. But in the luchas achronos, in the second, right, in Parshas Veschana, we find that they're written the opposite. Eitzel eshes re'echa, where I would expect there to be written loisis ave, by eshes re'echa it says loisachmoid. Eitzel beis re'echa, and by the house of your friend, which again is shaykh to gezel, which is shaykh to something that's ein lahanos aguf, over there I would expect it to say sachmoid, and instead it says loitis aveh. So it switches the lashonis of chemda and taiva. Or Baluchas HaRishonis, Ksiv B'Shneim Loisachman. Whereas in the Luchas HaRishonis, it says by both of them, Loisachman. So this is, again, this is just a parenthetical statement. Why is it that the Torah switches in Aseres HaDibros Chemda and Taiva, the usage of Chemda and Taiva? The girl is not really asking Kashi, he's just noted it. And in the Haggah over here, he says, V'chein Amali Ma'ir V'Rabi V'Shaltu B'Neiman. I asked him, why does the Torah do that? And he says, I wasn't zeichet to hear from him the reason. And then he goes to suggest his own, I guess this is Reb Menachem Mendel, to suggest his own reason, what the cheshbon of the Torah is. I prefer that everybody learns it on their own, because I don't want to get, it's a little bit intricate, and it's not the Musar aspect of it. Fine, weiter. The Nimtza, but what comes out, based on right what the Gro just has spoken until now, before the what I call the parenthetical statement here, Nimtza Shetaiva Anos Haguf Mamish. So it comes out that Taiva is Anos Haguf Mamish, V'chemda Masha'im Ba'Anos Haguf, and Chemda is something that doesn't have physical pleasure. So now the Gro comes to plug it into the Pasuk. V'zu'a Taiva Nikres Nochriya. Taiva is the Shlomo HaMelech refers to as Nochriya. Nochriya. Like a Goya. Not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. Ki a Taivas Einan Re'uyis Libnei Yisrael Klal. It's an unbelievable thing, he says. Yeah. Taivas is not Bechlal. It's not appropriate for Klal Yisrael at all. Klal Yisrael is too high for them to have Taivas. But Etzim, yeah, we're above that.
Okay. More based. Taivas is a lower level.
Right. It's like it's animalistic. Yeah. It's animalistic. It's not. What's the kesher? What's the shaykhus to a yid? Vehein la'am nochri asheleim ibnei Yisrael heima. Taivas are for a strange nation, non-Jewish nation. Not from the Jewish people. But anachnu am Hashem. We are the people of God. Which means we're a spiritual people. Physical lust doesn't have a place for us. Ein roi lonu leilech achar taivas oyle mazeh klal v'klal. It's not roi for us, it's not appropriate for us to ever go and follow and run after the taivas of this world at all. V'lacheni dugmas bas el nechar. And therefore, it's similar to the daughter of another nation, which is usher to marry, she's usher liga baklal v'klal, that you're never, ever, ever able to touch her. And she's usher to a Jew.
What is it bas el nechar?
The question of the pasuk.
Oh.
Malachi. V'achemda hi anikras isha zara. So the chemda, and I'm saying that's why dugmas bas el nechar, and therefore it's called nochriya over here, because it's like, it's like taich bechlal to us. It's foreign. That's really what the word nachri means. It's foreign. Taivas are foreign to a Jew, or at least they should be. Chemda, he anikas isha zara, whereas chemda is what's called isha zara, right? A strange woman, meaning ki a isha asher mibnei Yisrael he muteres likachos al isha, because a woman who's a Jewish woman is permissible, right? You're allowed to take her as a wife. Rak isha zara shaloka chayse isha cher, just an isha zara, right? Who? What does an isha zara mean? Isha zara means someone who another man has already married her. Lezu aser liga kal v'kal. To that woman now, it's aser for anybody else to touch her. So that's only called, that's called isha zara. Right? That's the right. Clear? The difference between Nochriya and Isha Zara, right? Nochriya is never, ever shaykh to touch her because she's non-Jewish, whereas Isha Zara is a Jewish woman, but she's been taken by another man already. She's married to another man, so everybody else is not allowed to touch her. Kein Chemdas HaParnasa. So similar, what is like an Isha Zara? That's Chemdas HaParnasa HaMomoy. So too, the Chemda for Parnasa and for money, Eina Asur Mikol V'Kol. It's not completely usur. Ki chen ksiv, you see the pasuk says, L'man yivarecha Hashem elekecha b'chol ma'aseh yadecha asher ta'aseh. One of the brachas is, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you in everything you do, that you'll have success. So you see that be'etzem, to have success, a successful parnasa, right, and to have like extra money, is a bracha that the Torah writes, that the Rebbeinu Shalom will give you extra. Ach be'emunah ma'od, but it has to be with emunah. It has to be with a lot of emunah. V'lo yaseh ovel, and he's got to be careful not to do any averis in his business. Shelo yigah b'mamin she'enah shelo mamash, that he shouldn't touch any money that's not mamash his. V'haynu shel ishzor. So therefore, what does it mean? Not touch any money that's not his? That means any money that's of an ish zar belongs to someone else. K'moshe kosov, nosato, v'nosato b'emunah, like Chazal said, right? One of the questions that they're going to ask him in Shemayim, they're asking a person in Shemayim is, did you do business b'emunah? So business and success in business and wanting to be successful in business is not something which is aser mikol v'kol. It's not really an iser. As long as it's done b'emuna, and as long as it's done with keeping of halacha. L'chein nikras ha-chemda isha zara. So therefore the chemda is called isha zara. Sha-chemda mevi'a lachmod mamashil ish zara. Because the problem of chemda is that it brings a person to desire the money of someone else. That already is a problem. Your money, for you to deserve the money, you should have that money b'emuna, okay, that's legitimate. But here the problem is that it brings a person, the chemda brings a person to desire the money that belongs to someone else.
Taiva is not
awesome
because.
Okay, we'll speak about that. We'll get there.
Why does he keep referring to an ish zar? Why does he say shal acher? Was that ish zar? Sounds like something.
Because he's trying to fit into the pasuk. The pasuk's talking about tzilchem ish zara.
Yeah, no, Nechanami, she's the zar, he's not. It's not
right, but here he's paralleling it to the story of a man doing business. Right? Ishazar is just a mashal for chemda, and it's chemda for money.
Right.
But that money, if it belongs to another man, another person, it doesn't mean man per se. So that parallels a person who's yearning someone else's wife. Right. The mashal of Ishazar is the person has to stay away from a woman who's already taken by somebody else. Right? The nimshal is a person
kesef
has to stay away from money, right, that belongs to someone else.
So the kesef is the thing, or the rechush is the thing that's the zar, not the ish.
Right. Shel ish zar. Mamon she'enu shelo mamash, money that not his, meaning mamon shel ish zar. Money that belongs to another person.
Mamon shel ish, that's zar. In other words, no. The mamon is the zar, he's the ish zar.
Mamon, that's from another, a strange person, meaning not of you yourself. Ish zar means somebody else. It's like saying shel ish acher. He's just using the lashon because he wants to stick to the mashal of the pasuk.
Because the mishmishim on the roots are the same. As long as it's not shel ish zar, it's better than a problem.
Okay, so we'll speak about that. Bez Hashem will touch upon that also. We'll get there. If I don't, remind me. V'zeu la'atzilcha mi'ish ha-zora, zu ha-chemda kanal. So I just like, you both, right, there's been two questions over here that we should really try to relate to. Right? One is, on what he said, that taiva is asur mikol v'kol, so the question is that really true? Is taiva really asur mikol v'kol? And then on the opposite side, right, he said that chemda is not always, it's not really a problem b'etzem. And then the question is that really true? Isn't chemda a problem? Is it mana, you know, reitzim mana? Yesh mana reitzim asayim, is that a negative thing? Okay, so we have to get back to that. V'zeu la'atzilcha me'isha zara. So now the girl plugs it into the pasuk. The pasuk is saying to save you from the isha zara zu'a chemda kanal. That means save you from chemda. Minochriya zu'a taiva kanal. To save you from the nochriya, that's the taiva. Amorea echelika is going on the nochriya, right, which is the taiva. Her words are smooth. Ki ataiva marea atzma letovato. Taiva shows itself as if it's for the good of the person. Ki mosa ka taiva lechech ma'oy. Right, taiva is very, very sweet. It's very, very sweet. Val yudei ze odem itpatel lelech achareha. And through this, the person becomes seduced into following the taiva. Because the nefesh of a person has tremendous taiva for that. And therefore it's very easy for a person to be, you know, seduced into something that fills the lust and the pleasure of the body. So therefore the pasuk says that the words of taiva, so to say, the message, right, the pull for taiva, is very smooth. They're like smoother than oil, right? If you want something to go smoothly without any friction, you oil the hinges, right? You oil it, and that makes something go in very easily. So that her words are like slippery, yeah, more slippery than oil, that the words just go, the second taiva starts to, boom, goes right into the ear of the person. As opposed to chemda, it's not so smooth. Yeah, the chase after money is not as smooth of a pull on the person. Because there's no physical pleasure to that. Not only there's not no any physical pleasure, but it's not even worth chasing after money. Why do you want that? Why do you want that headache? If you go on the chase, it's never ending, so you're never going to have a moment's rest. You're always going to be worried, am I going to be losing money or making more money? It's just never ending, it's non-stop. It's like a very unrelaxed life. Lachain, ein chalakim dvareya kama ba taiva. So therefore, the words of chemda are not as smooth as taiva. Yeah, we certainly see that people still get fooled into it. A lot of times, though, it's the taiva that gets the person to the chemda. In other words, the person thinks, so listen, you know, I want to have all the vacations that I want, and I want to have all the different, you know, luxuries that I want, like the things that, like food or chleis. I don't want anything to impinge on my ability to fulfill my taiva. So if I have all the money in the world, then I'll have my taiva. I think that very often might push the scale over in favor of, okay, it's worth going on that chase for money. But it's not only. You see from Chazal that, yeah, there's a chemda be'etzem, there's a teva to the nefesh of the person, that the person just wants to be rich. There are people like that. There are people that are mamish, very, very wealthy, and they live rather, you know, calmly and modestly. They want a lot of money. And there's something like the stingy, you know, and even stingy towards themselves sometimes. You know, that's, you know, sometimes we might look at that, and sometimes it is like a little bit of an illness, but sometimes it could be, it just stems. There is such a natural taiva or chemda, let's call it, right? Chemda, like the guy said, to want money. Okay, we don't really have so much time to answer those two questions, but as far as the chemda, first, the chemda you asked, Is that a problem? No, is the chemda a... So enechanami mitzad midos and mitzad avodas Hashem, from the angle of avodas Hashem, you're right that it's not a good thing to be, you know, even if it's in a mutter way, like we're saying, we're not talking about now when we're talking about being on the chase, right? You're not talking about being on the chase in an usher way. The problem is that when you're on the chase, you get fooled into doing something, yeah, if things don't go right, then you, because you're so, you know, wrapped up with getting that money, you're very, very likely to fall into things that are usher to do as well. But even if you didn't fall into those other usher things, mitzad midas tovus and mitzad avodas Hashem, for sure that's an incorrect way of living, that's for sure.
It's belief, but, even if it's not the nicer.
Huh?
I suffer from it. Like, I'm not running after money. I'm not doing anything about it. It's there, believe.
Yeah, okay. That's
being there, believe is essentially.
Okay, that's a different question. What's holding you back? Could be. No, sometimes there's just a lot of different things that are holding a person back. Sometimes just lack of opportunity, or laziness that overcomes that. Okay, but in any case, so essentially, the Gra is just saying essentially that's what defines chemda is. That it's, as far as halachically speaking, if you could, and even you see the Torah does say that, okay, we're going to give you a bracha, and bracha is going to give you a lot extra. So it can't be etzem bad. If you're all wrapped up and your whole life is surrounding that's for sure bad, even if you're doing it according to halacha, but al tamida is not, because Hashem is certainly incorrect. It still would be only called Isha Zara and not Nachriya. as far as the taiva goes, the what your question, right? Oh, you, I switched the look. You guys, okay? So there's actually a ha'ara in Eben Shlema that he says, they bring it over here. It's not so clear what's the difference between chem and taiva. If we're talking about something that's muchach for the body, that the body needs, you need to survive, you need to eat. So what's the problem? That's also not aser, right? A taiva that you need is not aser. As long as your kavanah is l'shem shemayim, ki ein neshama shleima lebachila v'shtia, because the neshama can't be complete without having food and drink. And if we're talking about excessive, so by chemda also touches on your two shots, right? The by chemda also, it's not, you can't go after them. It's not right to go after them. Here we're talking about where you need more than the necessary. Except that it's in the way that you're not going to have bittul Torah by getting that excess. If it's not taken away from your Avodas Hashem in any way, so then to gain extra money, it's fine. Like, you wouldn't say, oh, invest in the stock that's not going to do as well so that you don't get too much money. If it's the same thing, take time, same time to invest in this or invest in that, you invest in the thing that's going to make more money, and that's fine. There's no problem in that. If it's not taken away from your Avodas Hashem. But by taiva, not like that's not like that. We have a cloud that by taiva you have to be mekadesh yourself even in what's taka mutter for you. Right? Even though he was an Asher Gadol, he said, I never had a hana, be'etz b'ktana. Right? He was so careful not to, even though he was extremely wealthy, from the wealthiest people, but he didn't go for a hana. He didn't have hana. So that's basically the, I don't have time to finish the whole thing, another few lines over there, but if you want to look it up, in the Eben Shlema, Perek Beis, Ois Gimel. Okay. Done.